Washington. Florida residents are repairing the damage caused by Hurricane Milton, a sometimes dangerous job this weekend. Canadian Del Oakey says a small bridge over a culvert washed out and blocked access to his Florida summer home.
Well, we'd heard that it was coming before, but we've had seven or eight of them come before. Right. They've gone through, and nothing like this one. This one was big time.
If you let your flood insurance lapse, then got hit by Helene, you may still have time to renew.
Certain policyholders in seven states affected by Helene now have extra time to renew. Usually, people with policies in the National Flood Insurance Program get a 30-day grace period to renew policies after they expire and still be covered. The agency is extending that grace period until November 26. Congress created the Federal Flood Insurance Program more than 50 years ago when many private insurers stopped offering policies in high-risk areas. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Israeli military is renewing its orders for Palestinians to evacuate Gaza City and areas around the Jayabalah refugee camp.
The military spokesman urged residents to evacuate parts of Gaza City and areas around Jabalia, a refugee camp where Israeli forces had conducted major operations during the war. Israeli forces returned to the area as militants began regrouping. In Lebanon, authorities said that around 60 people were killed and more than 160 were wounded in a single day as Israel escalates its campaign against Hezbollah. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
In college football, it's Texas and Oklahoma with their annual rivalry weekend today. The game to be played at the Cotton Bowl in Dallas this year featuring the Longhorns as the undefeated and top-ranked team in college football. Both teams now members of the SEC. This is SRN News. The Chinese government's doing some redecorating, you could say. Here's Michael Harrington.
Communist authorities have been going into churches all across the country and replacing Christian images with pictures of President Xi Jinping or Chairman Mao Zedong. Crosses, crucifixes, pictures of Christ, they're all being pulled down and taken away, and the message is clear. Nothing is above the Communist Party in China. It's all part of an effort by the government to exert greater control over religion and every aspect of life in the giant country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Biden administration has decided to send $68.5 million in aid to Somalia. It is ignoring the violent persecution of Christians there by the mostly Muslim government. Somalia also supports the Muslim terrorist group Hamas, and government officials have made anti-Semitic statements. Despite that, the administration sending nearly about $70 million in aid. This is SRN News. TikTok has been aware its design features are detrimental to young users and that its own remedies have been ineffective.
That's according to internal documents and communications exposed in a lawsuit filed by the state of Kentucky. The details are among redacted portions of Kentucky's lawsuit that contains the company's internal communications and documents unearthed during a more than two-year investigation into the company. Keith Peters reporting.
A federal judge says the Federal Trade Commission can proceed with its landmark antitrust lawsuit against Amazon.
Judge John H. Chun did, however, give the company a small victory by tossing out a few claims made by states involved in the legal fight. The order, which was issued and unsealed recently, is a defeat for Amazon. The online retailer has tried for months to get the case tossed out of court.
Jeremy House reports a trial is slated to be held in October of next year. More details at srnnews.com.